Would you make any distinction between a chimney in a house and between a chimney and a large plant?
Yeah, we would generally refer to it in a house, we'd refer to it as a chimney, and in a large plant, we might refer to it as a smokestack.
How about the open place in your house where you would build a fire?
Well, we would refer to it as a fireplace.
Now, this thing that would extend out on the floor in the fireplace.
It's a hearth.
And back in here where you put your wood, these things you stack your wood on.
Well, we would refer to them as dog irons. Some do refer to them as andirons, but the most common use here would be to say they're dog irons.
Now, did you have usually one large log, one log, say, larger than the other logs?
Yes, the one that they put over behind, it would refer to it as a back log.
Now, how about this piece of wood or this board now that extends out from the fireplace?
Well, it might be referred to in two different ways. More commonly, the older people refer to it as a fire board. And, of course, then we'd refer to it as a mantle. They might say it's on the fire board, or it's on the mantle. Either term might be used.
What did you usually store on this mantle, this board?
Well, one of the most common things back when I was growing up, we would have the clock up there. Sitting up there, for one thing, that was the most, common thing that would be on it, would be the old-timey clocks, maybe the weight clocks that would run with the weight. It would be one of the things, and of course, other little items could be vases or other things that would be placed up on the mantel.
At times, it might be difficult to get a fire started in this particular fireplace. Did you have any particular type of stuff you use?
Well, we would have what we would call kindling wood. Of course, that was finer than the other wood. It would be split finer. And sometimes it'd have shavings. It take a knife or something and shave up some shavings to start it. And then it would have maybe pine wood or pine knot that was very rich and catch a fire very easily, and they might use that to start a fire.
Anything else you might burn this fireplace, this black, hard substance?
Yeah, they would burn coal. Of course, I remember when coal, they didn't have any coal around here, but whenever they did begin to ship coal in here, some people would get coal and would use coal, burn coal in.
This black stuff that gathers in the stove pipe itself?
We would call that soot.
And the embers, after the logs have burned down, you have an ember there, just, you know, loose powdery stuff.
Yeah, well, of course, they were ashes.
What color are they generally?
Well, I believe after they were burned down into powder, they would be more whitish or grayish in color.
Did you ever have a favorite thing you might pull up in front of the fireplace and relax in?
Yeah, we'd maybe get a chair, maybe preferable a rocking chair to sit in the front of the fire.
This thing I'm sitting in here now, what do you refer to it as?
Well, they're known by different things. I've heard them referred to as a couch. I've heard them referred to as a divanet. I've heard them referred to as a settee.
Would you make any distinction between a settee and what I am on now?
I believe there is a difference in a settee and a couch. I don't know what the difference in a settee. That might be an older type of furniture that used to. It was they get furniture that were wooden furniture. I mean, it wasn't upholstered like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a piece of furniture like that was more referred to as a settee then. And now, of course, we call them a divanet or call them a couch.